Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Keila Turner.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You guys both have a great rest of your day.
Hi, Miss Keila, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Can you verify your phone number for me?
470-685-8178.
Okay, perfect. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to receive a settlement?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And did you already get an attorney to assist you?
No, ma'am.
No, not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts or retainers with the law firm for this?
Yes, ma'am. I haven't.
You haven't signed anything. Okay. Was this for yourself or a loved
one? No, I haven't. It's for myself.
For yourself. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you received any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, I did.
You did, okay. Where were you treated? What was the name of the facility?
North Star Hospital.
You said North Star Hospital?
Northside Hospital.
Oh, Northside Hospital. Okay. And where is that located? What city?
It's in Atlanta, Georgia. It's off of Johnson Ferry Road.
On Johnson Ferry Road? Okay. So let me see here. I'm just going to Google it really quick. Okay. I do see it on here. I just want to make sure I have the correct address. So you were treated at Northside Hospital in Atlanta. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
No.
No? Okay. Where were you diagnosed?
I mean, yes. Yes. I was diagnosed there, yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So you were diagnosed and treated there?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you or the doctor that treated you?
Williams, Dr. David Williams.
Dr. David Williams?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's Williams with an S at the end?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. Okay, and where were you prescribed the Depo Provera?
I was prescribed it at a place from Piedmont on Cascade Family Practice. That
okay.
was my family doctor.
You said it was called Cascade Family Practice?
Piedmont Cascade Family Practice.
Oh, Piedmont. Okay. Piedmont Cascade Family Practice. Okay. Do you have the address of that place?
I can Google it, but I know it's off of Cascade Road.
Cascade Road. Okay. Was that in Atlanta as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
And it was a suite. It was a suite. It was, I think it was B2. Suite B2.
B2. Okay, perfect. I do see it on here. Thank you for that. So I'm just going to make sure I put it on there. Okay, so B2, Piedmont Cascade on Cascade Road in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, is that where you received the Depo Provera, or did you pick it up from a pharmacy?
That's where I received it from a doctor.
From the doctor, okay. All right, and have you ever been diagnosed with any other cancer previously?
No, not previously.
Not previously, okay.
No.
All right, and where were you, I'm sorry, what was the date of the diagnosis for the meningioma?
It was May 14th, 2018.
You said May 14th of 2018?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/8/86.
12/8/86. Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that you know that took the Depo Provera?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of friends that took it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you still in contact with them?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know if any of them was injured by the Depo Provera? Were they diagnosed with any tumors?
My sister, she was, but I'm not. I think she was, but I don't know if it really had anything to do with that, because
uh-huh.
she had also got the, she had switched from that to start getting the thing that they used to insert inside of you.
Oh, okay. Was it the IUD?
So I don't know if, yeah, I don't know if what she got going on is because of that or because of the Depo, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not sure. Okay, no problem. So I'll just put you have some friends and possibly your sister. We can talk about that later. Okay, no problem. So let's continue with your intake here. And did you consume the brand name of the injectable contraceptive, the Depo Provera?
Did I consume it?
Yes.
I mean, like, oh, did I take it once?
Yeah, so did you use it?
Took it like once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months, okay. So was it the brand name, the Depo Provera?
Yes, it was like the P Pfizer brand.
Oh, the Pfizer one, okay. All right, and did you use it for a minimum of 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yeah, I used it from 16 to 2018.
From 2016 to 2018. Okay. So, yeah, that was more than 1 year. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then I have your first and last name. I have Keela Turner. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay, perfect.
A lot of people say Keela.
Keela. Okay, Keela. And that's K-E-L-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
B.
B as in boy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you a retainer agreement, an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So I do have your phone number here, and then I have an email. The email is at keela86@gmail.com.
KeelaT86.
KeelaT. Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and type that here. Okay, and then are you able to open text messages and your email through your cell phone?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
Yes. Oh, you want me to do it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, 255-73-8303.
Okay. All right, and then what is your full mailing address?
515 Fairlane Circle, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331.
Okay, 30331. Is it Fairlane Circle Northwest?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, I just want to make sure it's the right one. That's what's popping up here. And do you have a suite number, unit number, anything like that?
No.
No, okay, so it's a house. And then do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing we need from you, it's going to be an emergency contact number just in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, this will prevent any disruptions in the case. So if we can't get a hold of you, we'll contact them so that they can reach out to you. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
They live with me.
Lives with you. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
My partner.
Your partner, okay. And their phone number?
470-685-8192.
8192, okay. I just want to make sure I heard correctly. I have 470-685-8192.
Yes.
Okay. And what is their first and last name?
Gary, G-A-R-Y,
All right, Gary, and what was the last name?
B-A-L-L-A-R-D, B-A-L-L-A-R-D.
B-A-L-L-A-R-D, B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay, Gary Ballard, okay. All right. So that's it for the questionnaire here. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. I'm going to send you over the electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
With like my company, yeah.
You have? Okay. Yeah, so it's pretty easy. I think they're all pretty similar. They'll just ask for a few initials and a few signatures. It'll guide you through the prompt. But you can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page.
I'm sorry, you said what? I don't see none for R&M.
Nothing yet? Okay, let me just verify I have the right email.
Hold on. I'm at work, man. Give me 1 second.
Oh, okay. No problem.
So I don't see no R&M. All I got over here is Southeastern.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just make sure to check your spam. Sometimes it'll go there as well. And they'll send you a text message as well. I think it's the same thing. If you click on the link, sometimes it's a little bit easier.
Okay, let me click. Okay, then you said you sent it to the email, right?
Yes, to the email and also a text message to your phone number.
Okay, I see it now.
Okay. You see it. Perfect. Okay, while you do that, let me know if you have any questions. I'm going to look for the information for the attorneys. You're going to be with Pulaski Law. I'll send you their phone number so that you can save it in your contacts.
Okay. Maybe Cliff got it. I mean, maybe. Okay. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Oh, yes. I just got the notification. Looks like everything's signed. Ms. Keela, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification call. They'll let you know what to expect next and if they need any more information, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's
Thank
it
you
for
so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. That's it for this call today. Again, my name is Natalia. I'll send you my direct desk line. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call me or text me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.